Good evening.
I remember as a little kid, we would get ashes on our forehead and we would go home and maybe go to the store or something afterwards, and I would be all very embarrassed and start combing my hair down over my forehead because I didn't want anybody to look at me weird. Hopefully we all grow out of that, but something certainly many of us experience, that weirdness of why do we put these ashes on our forehead. In fact, probably the whole rest of the world's wondering, why do you put those ashes on your forehead? Well, it goes back to Old Testament times when people who were in mourning or who wanted to repent of sin would sit down in a pile of ashes, usually from something that's been burnt, and they would heap the whole group of ashes, I mean handfuls, on their head, as a reminder of how earthly they were, to put them, in a sense, at one with the ground, to help them to recognize their own mortality and their own frailty. I mean, just as that piece of wood was a strong piece of wood, you know, an hour ago, after you burn it, it's nothing but ash. And we recognize as human beings that we're subject to that same frailty. All it takes is a light, a flame, and it can all be gone. We recognize our need, therefore, for God. And Lent is always a time to renew ourselves in that recognition of that need. Why do Catholics turn up in droves for Ash Wednesday? Not because it's a holy day of obligation. It's not. They turn up for Ash Wednesday because they know they need God. Because we all recognize how we're sinners and we're frail and we need Him. So as you begin this Lent, I want to encourage you to recognize your need for God. And then choose to respond to Him in three ways. The three ways that Christians have been responding to Him during this Lenten season for centuries. And that is through prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And if you wanted to, for lack of a better word, build yourself a little regiment for Lent, choose one thing to do in each of those areas. Prayer. I remember one Lent I chose to pray the litany of humility every day. Sure, I missed a few, but you pray it every day. Or perhaps you would you pass a church on your way to work and you would say, I'm going to spend 15 minutes in front of the Blessed Sacrament each day during Lent. Some type of regimen of prayer that will enhance your spiritual life and hopefully help you to develop a more steady and consistent prayer life. Fasting. For many of you, you know that there are rules about fasting. Those are that those who are 14 years or older should abstain from meat on Ash Wednesday and Good Friday, only 2 days out of Lent that you're obligated to abstain from meat if you're 14 years or older. And if you are anywhere from 18 to 59, you are supposed to fast during Ash Wednesday and all the Fridays of Lent. And that means not eating between meals. In addition, on those days of Wednesday and Good Friday, we also fast by having lesser meals, smaller meals. But we can also fast from many other things. Fast from television. Fast from the Xbox. You know, we can fast from cigarettes, or at least fast from some of them throughout the day. There's a lot of different areas of your life you can fast from, and fast means developing in yourself a hunger for something worldly, so that perhaps maybe in your stomach or even in your mind, you realize the hunger that you have for God, which is spiritual. Lastly is almsgiving. Almsgiving is traditionally a gift you give to the poor. And you can do this through this weekend. We'll have the rice bowls, which are actually boxes, sitting out at all the exits. And you can pick those up and put your coins in. And those do go to help the poor throughout the world. In fact, last year, a lot of our money went straight down to Haiti from the earthquake. So they do go to very good causes. We don't, pile them up on Father Matt's desk and start counting what kind of car can I get. They do go to a good cause, but almsgiving, again, being charitable towards the poor doesn't necessarily mean money. It could be time spent at the Lord's Diner or helping out with Meals on Wheels. I believe that's here in March. So things that you do for the poor. It could be even, and this is a real need in our parish, guys, is going out to visit the poor, to simply sit and spend time with them. You call our office and say, give me a homebound person that I can go and visit. We'll give you somebody to go and visit throughout Lent. You can go once a week during all of Lent. So lots of different ideas that you can do, but try to pick one thing. Don't overdo it. Pick one thing in each of those three areas: prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. And you'll find that that develops for you a great environment for you to grow during this Lent. And as you recognize your need for God, as you recognize your own frailty and your own humanity, those things will help you to enter more easily into that relationship with Him.